you. Okay, we're recording. Just remember to speak into your microphone, please.
Okay, I am calling to order the Arizona Board of Occupational Therapy Examiner Board meeting of June 11th to order at 1:33 p.m.
Victoria, are you able to hear her?
I'm not.
Hang on.
No.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't realize it was in person today.
Sorry, we're just glad you're here.
We
had some fun.
There's a little slack there. Too. You can actually probably take that out from under.
Oh. Yeah.
It's
not much.
Yeah, I still can't hear.
Okay, Victoria, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, great. Vicky, there's someone outside.
It's a little, like, kind of distant, but I'll do my best to...
Yeah. All right, we have been called to order.
Okay, and what time was it?
I'm sorry. 1:33.
Okay.
Item number two on our agenda today is roll call. Ms. Whiteford?
Okay, just a moment, please. That would help if I had the right file. Okay, so we have Barbara Paulson.
Present.
Charlene Marbs is absent. Victoria Chiantella.
Present.
Christopher Daly.
Present.
And Quentin McAllister is absent also. So we have three board members present. We have a quorum. Oh, yes, and then myself, Karen Whiteford, the Executive Director. I'm present. Vicki Igarola.
Present.
Justin Larson with the Attorney General's Office.
And Mark Harris with the Attorney General's Office.
Thank you, and welcome to all. Moving on to item number three, a declaration of conflicts of interest. Does anyone...
No.
Okay, Mr. Daly, no?
Nope.
Ms. Chiantella, no?
Ms. Chiantella, no.
Nope.
We are good on that. Agenda item number four is reviewing our future board meeting schedule. We know Dr. McAllister will not be here for the July meeting.
I will. This is my last meeting, so I won't be there.
I was trying to ignore that. No. No. We are so happy for you. You know that.
Thank you.
You are going to be missed. All right. So, Mr. Daly.
No conflicts.
Okay. All right. Okay. Moving on to agenda item five is our review. And action regarding the approval of our meeting minutes. Today we will only be doing 5B and 5F. So I will make a motion that we approve the regular session meeting minutes of the March 12th, 2021 meeting. Do I have a second?
Chris Daly, a second.
All in favor?
Barbara Paulson.
Aye.
Victoria Chiantella.
Aye.
Chris Daly.
Aye.
Moving down to item F, which is the regular session meeting minutes of the May 14th, 2021 meeting. I will make a motion that we approve those minutes.
Victoria Cantillo, I'll second that motion.
Thank you, Ms. Cantillo. All in favor?
Barbara Paulson.
Aye.
Victoria Quintella.
Aye.
Chris Daly.
Aye.
All right. Motion passes. So we're done with that. Moving on to item six, which is we're looking at complaints, and we have no items under there, so we're going to just move on down to item number seven, where we will review applications for licensure. 7A1 is Dwayne Boyd as a disclosure. And Mr. Boyd, did you want to say, or do you want me just to kind of recap? And then, okay. And then I'll check with you to make sure. So, on April 7th, Mr. Boyd was charged with disorderly conduct and trespassing of the third degree.
And that was in 2019, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. The court ordered a diversion program of 16 hours. That had to be completed by January 1st, 2020, and you also had a fine to pay. Okay. And was there counseling?
No.
No, okay. All right. I don't know where that came from.
Madam Chair, I see in the statement, if I'm looking at the correct one, I have completed behavior counseling.
Well, so that was just the diversion program. But
oh, okay.
Okay. So that was part of that. Okay. Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Mr. Boyd has completed his diversion program. Both charges were dismissed as of January 2020. I did note that I did not see a certificate of completion of the program, but in our folder on page 46, the state's motion to dismiss documented that Mr. Boyd had fulfilled all conditions of the diversion contract.
Yeah, that's correct. I actually have.
You can take your pass.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sorry. Should I pick it up now, or is it okay there?
You can pick it up because it doesn't pick it up until it's really close to you.
Okay, cool. So I do have some of the forms here, but I did complete it. I'm not sure if the court signed a form like the judge and my lawyer did as well. So is that proof enough, or is there anything else that I would need?
I don't believe so. It's clear in the court documents. So, would you agree? I mean, we do need some, documentation that whatever was assigned was successfully completed. So, any questions from any board members?
No questions here.
Okay. Thank you.
Very straightforward from the documentation.
Yes, thank you. Great documentation that we received. This was not a crime of moral turpitude. So I would like to make a motion that we approve Mr. Boyd's initial application for licensure.
Chris Daly, I second that motion.
All in favor?
Barbara Paulson.
Aye.
Victoria Quintella.
Aye.
Chris Daly.
Aye.
Motion passes. 3-0. Okay. And you will be getting your license. Do you want to speak to that, Ms. Ugrella?
Yes, within 5 business days, your license will be issued.
Unless you have a job lined up and you need it right away.
Oh, good question.
I do have an interview tomorrow, so I think 5 days is, it should be fine. It's more than enough time. She was aware that the meeting was today as well, so.
Yeah, I can call you after because I can.
And we could just mark it as approved as soon as we get back upstairs, and you can look up your license number. So
there you go.
Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, good luck on your interview.
Yeah. Moving on to item 7A2. Disclosure from Laura Foster. And I don't believe she's on the phone.
She was one that had wanted the invite, and I sent it.
Okay.
She stated that she wanted to attend, but.
All right. Sometimes a link gets in the way.
Yes.
So, Ms. Foster had a disclosure in March 2014. She was ticketed for giving alcohol to a person under 21. No arrest was made, but she did pay quite a hefty fine. Anybody else see anything they wanted to add to that? Pretty straightforward. So, do I hear a motion to approve her initial license application?
Victoria Cantola, I'd like to approve. Make a motion to approve.
Chris Daly, I second the motion.
Chris Daly, second. All right, all in favor?
Barbara Paulson.
Aye.
Victoria Cantola.
Aye.
Chris Daly.
Aye.
Motion passed unanimously. All right. Moving on to agenda item 7, right, it would be 7C1, Samantha Baker. This is a reinstatement. Baker submitted a letter saying she believed her license expired in June 9th of 2021, but it was actually 5/9/2021. So, and she disclosed that she provided 12 hours of service between May 9th and May 28th. She also documented that she notified her employer immediately after realizing her error.
Chair, she did state that she had the dates. I'm not sure if that's in her statement. Mixed up with the NBCOT.
Okay.
I believe we have her on the phone.
Oh, good. Any questions?
Oh.
All right. Well,
I
Ms. Baker, are you on the phone?
Hi, yes.
Oh, great. Thank you. I'm just going to... did you hear what we were just talking about?
Yeah, it was a little challenging to hear people who are farther away from the camera, but I heard the review of the letter I submitted.
Okay, thank you. So, Ms. Baker, your actions did result in a violation of our Arizona Revised Statute 32-34019Z, which reads, failing to renew a license while continuing to practice occupational therapy. I also had a question about, do you display your license in the facility that you work in?
Yeah, it's near our front entrance, so it's not something I see every day. Okay. Probably something our patients see.
Okay. Do you carry the wallet size, wallet-sized license that the board provides?
No, I do not. I have that tucked away in my important papers binder.
So that brings us in some possible violation of another statute, which is Arizona Revised 32-3441B, which I have printed out here somewhere. Each occupational therapist or occupational therapy assistant shall display the person's current license at each facility in which the person practices occupational therapy. And if the facility is not available for the display of the license, the occupational therapist or the occupational therapy assistant must carry a board-issued wallet-sized license card during work hours.
So, Madam Chair.
Well, it is displayed at our clinic. I just come in through our back entrance. That's where the employees come in. So it's not something that I personally see every day.
Mm-hmm. So I was just going to say exactly what she said. It is displayed at her place of practice.
Okay.
She just doesn't see it because she comes in a different door.
Okay. That's why I kind of said maybe a possible. I wasn't sure how that worked.
And then otherwise, all components of the application have been completed, specifically continuing ed requirements?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? Oh, were you, now you said you reported it to your employer. And were the clients that you worked with during those 12 hours informed that you were not licensed at the time?
No, we weren't sure as a clinic how to proceed with that. I guess we're not sure if they're, you know, liable for anything, but no, we didn't inform the clients.
Okay.
So, Madam Chair, that's something that the board cannot order. It was realized a few years ago that, you know, that's an employment and insurance issue,
okay.
Not a board issue.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that, Ms. Whitaker. Any other comments or action from the board?
Just a comment or a question. Ms. Baker, are you able to explain to the board how you're going to make sure this doesn't happen again or any actions you'll take to make sure you'll renew in a timely manner?
Well, I'm definitely going to set a reminder on every device I own. I don't want it to happen again, and I told everyone at work, don't let this be you. And my employer, since we are a fairly small clinic, it wasn't something that she was keeping track of in the past, but she's put that in our HR person is going to keep track of that as well to give us notice before our licensure expires, just as a clinic.
Perfect. I'll just suggest that. Awesome. Okay, thank you.
So it turned out to be a real teachable moment for you, yes?
Yes, this is definitely a teachable moment.
The whole practice benefit, so. A motion?
Krista, I'd like to make a motion to approve the application.
Victoria Cantel, I'll second that motion.
Tom Baker.
Barbara Paulson.
Aye.
Victoria Cantella?
Aye.
Chris Daly?
Aye.
All right. Thank you for participating, Ms. Baker, and you'll keep track of that date. It's really important, and it is your responsibility as a professional, yeah. So lesson learned.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, and Madam Chair and Ms. Baker, we'll reinstate that license effective today.
Thank you, Ms. Whiteford.
Okay, thank you very much, everyone.
All right.
Thank you.
Moving on to our next item. Item 7C2, Raquel Sardi. Is Ms. Sardi with us today? No.
It appears she's not.
Okay. All right. So, Ms. Sardi was arrested for a DUI on August 22nd of 2020 and then was convicted on March 30th of 2021. I found some of this, these forms challenging to read through. There was she was mandated to participate in a diversion program that's specified in drug or alcohol. And there was a fine. And
do we know how long this program is? I'm trying to.
I know that was one of my questions. Because I believe she stated she had begun the program, but I don't know where she's at.
I don't see its duration.
Right.
And it looks like...
Is it telehealth?
I'm sorry, what?
Is it telehealth, it seems? Like a telehealth?
No.
Or is it in person?
That's a good question. Just said that she's currently in counseling with via Prodigy Healthcare and going to therapy with Dr. Taylor starting this month, and the letter is dated May 5th. So I'm feeling like we don't have all the information we may need.
Yeah. My concern is how recent it is and just, you know, if the course hasn't been completed yet, if there's still, you know, work to be done here.
And Chris Daly, I see the certificate of completion for the court order portion.
Mm-hmm. I agree. There were two classes she did complete, right? The victim impact panel.
And I believe, Madam Chair, but she had the fees to pay beginning May 1st of 21.
Okay.
So I don't think she would have anything showing.
I feel like I have questions for her, you know. Can we request more information?
Can.
We would need to be specific about what we're requesting.
Yeah, just like duration of
the program and
And Madam Chair, members of the board, you may want, if you're planning on obtaining additional information and continuing this matter, you may want to invite her to appear at your next meeting. So if you have any questions, you could ask her.
Yes.
I don't know if you've done that in the past, but.
Yeah, we have.
And they're always invited to a meeting when
right.
they have a board review.
Right. So, I guess I would. Do I need to make a motion to table this? Okay, and invite Ms. Sardi to come in so we can learn the specifics of the timeline of this counseling. She could have completed it by now, we don't know. And then the documentation from the court. If it's happened yet, so we know if she fulfilled all the things she needed to do.
Okay, so that was a motion?
Yes, that was a motion. Do I have a second?
Chris Daly, I second.
Sorry, can't tell.
Chris won.
Chris, thank you. So the motion passes unanimously, and you will notify her.
Yes. But we need to vote.
Oh, I thought we just voted.
Did I call roll?
No. Oh.
Moved and seconded, so all in favor. Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Victoria Cantella?
Aye.
Chris Daly?
Aye.
All right. Motion passed. On to item 8A and 8B, because I can do those together.
Yes, the entire consent agenda can be voted on at the same time.
Thank you. I was 99% sure. So I will make a motion to ratify the 24 initial licenses approved by the board's executive director and the 114 renewal and reinstatement licenses that were approved by the board's director. Do I have a second?
Chris Daly, I second the motion.
All in favor?
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Victoria Cantella?
Aye.
Chris Daly?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Yes.
Let's talk about House Bill. So we're moving on down to agenda item 9.
Okay. So item 9A, the financial report. I can't recall what our expected remaining appropriation was going to be, allotment that was going to be at the end of this fiscal year, the end of this month. But I did sign Ms. Paulson up for some courses. I signed up for some courses. We purchased some computer peripherals. We have some Office Depot bills that haven't been paid yet. You know, we're still getting caught up on all of our bills now that CSB seems to be getting a little more organized. After all of that, we're estimated to have $7,000 left at the end of the fiscal year. It's still a little bit more than I would want, but we'll talk about some other stuff, other ways to use that money in just a moment. Okay, item 9B, review of recent board staff activities. Vicki and I are in the office a little more often now. Vicki is usually here Monday and Wednesday, and Fridays for board meetings. And I don't have a set schedule, but Amber Jones from the Athletic Training Board, she's supposed to be here Tuesdays and Thursdays. So we have somebody, a staff member here 4 days a week at least. And of course, we're always available by phone. And the Window 6 has our phone numbers. So they call us if they need anything. Item 9C, clear training. So as I mentioned when we talked about the financials, Ms. Paulson did sign up for several classes. I encourage other board members to sign up for some. And it can be the on-demand presentations, it can be the live webinars, whatever you would like to do. And if you find anything outside of the CLEAR training that you'd like to do, just let me know, and I would appreciate it if it was by next Friday so we can get you signed up and get that on our credit card statement in time.
Ms. Weifer, would you be agreeable to send out another email to the board?
Yes. I looked at the international conference in Ireland, but I didn't think the state would be willing to pay for that. I can't remember if that was CLEAR or FARB, but either way, it wouldn't work. Okay, item 9D, statistics. We went down one on our current active licensees. We have 2 active consent agreements with the next item due on August 16th. 7 open investigations, and we were supposed to hear 3 of those today, but time got away from me last month. So we'll get them done. Okay, item 9E, 2021 bills to watch. HB 2128, state licensing fee waiver, that's still awaiting the budget approval. And then HB 2267, the professional licensure fee waiver or reduction. Again, that's waiting for budget approval. And I don't know what happens if they can't get the budget done. They're going to have to eventually. Either that or Vicki and I are taking some time off. Okay, then moving on to HB 2454, telehealth, healthcare provider requirements. That was signed on May 5th. We talked about it a little bit next month or last month, and then we have that on another agenda item, as we also do for HB 2585, occupational therapist fingerprinting clearance cards. Then item 9F, I actually got a call from the governor's office this morning. They have some people in mind. So I said, do you think we could get them by July, our July meeting? And she said, well, I doubt we get a replacement for Ms. Cantella by then, but we should be able to get a replacement for Dr. McAllister.
That is great news. Thank you.
We'll see. Yeah, you have to take it all with a grain of salt.
I know, nobody's holding their breath, but channeling positive energy that way.
Okay, and then if it's okay, Madam Chair, I'll move on to 10. Mm-hmm. Review, consideration, and possible action, out-of-state registration fee established and rulemaking in response to passage of House Bill 2454. So the bill was regarding telehealth and out-of-state registration. It allows anybody who holds an occupational therapy license outside of the state of Arizona to register to practice on patients in Arizona through telehealth, not in person. So we will have to make some changes to our rules to allow for that, and we will have to include what the fees will be for that. Now, I understand we don't have all of the board members here. I don't know if you feel comfortable making those kind of decisions now or if you want to wait.
I know we talked a little bit about it at last month's meeting. Is it feasible time-wise to wait till...
I believe so. So why don't I propose this?
Okay.
I will draft the rules that I think we need for this, and I'll just leave a blank for the fees. And drafting those rules will help me determine if the registration application is going to be more difficult or less difficult for us to process. That should be a factor in determining the price.
Okay. How do you feel, Mr. Daly?
I agree.
Okay. Thank you.
Do we need to make any kind of a motion for that?
So you're just going to be drafting the rules and then bringing this back to another...
I think it's probably safe to just move forward. I mean, I don't think that's really legal action.
Right? Correct. I think you're just directing staff to... at a future meeting, present the rules for approval. Karen, now if you feel more comfortable having a motion.
No. No. Okay, and then on to item number 11, review consideration of possible action, rulemaking in response to passage of House Bill 2585, which is the fingerprint clearance card requirement. So, again, the board could direct staff to draft the rules necessary. That new statute does not go into effect until January 1, 2022.
Okay.
But I believe we can put in rules that there's an effective date. So we can maybe make them the same package, same rules package.
Okay. Do you want to weigh in on this, Mr. Daly? Should we look at our exemplary board staff and see if we can add more to their list of things to do? It would be really helpful.
Okay.
Yes?
Agreed, yes.
Okay.
Ms. Cantella, are you still on the phone?
I am, sorry, I realize I was muted. I'm having a hard time hearing Madam Chair and Chris, but I agree, I do agree with that.
Okay.
I didn't mean to exclude you, but I knew that you wouldn't be here, so, but you could, from afar.
I didn't hear that.
She's saying that... you could attend our meetings from Washington, but unfortunately, that's not true.
Okay.
Well, you could attend, right? But you can't participate as a board member.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'll be there in spirit, Madam Chair.
All right.
Although it doesn't help me very much.
All right.
You
done with your fees?
I'm done.
Okay. Agenda items for next meeting. Well, we have some of those, but I don't officially have to say that. So we're going to be looking at the rules.
So 2454, 2585, open board member positions. And now I see that I made a mistake on the agenda. Maybe.
Does Jay have anything that should go on our agenda?
Could we discuss updating the website?
Are you volunteering? Okay, could you be more specific about which website the licensing or the actual OT board
the
website?
The OT board website with board member names and description.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I noticed that too. Thank you for bringing that up. Yes, it definitely.
I volunteer to help.
Yeah, that's definitely one thing I've gotten behind on.
I was going to say, I think there have been a lot of higher priorities on your agenda. Okay, so you got all those items?
Yes.
And then inviting.
Oh, Sardi?
Yes. All right. So, call to the public.
We have no members of the public here or on the call.
Okay, thank you for that. So, I'm thinking we have no further business on the agenda.
Do you have a number 14 on yours?
Yes. Oh, sorry. I do.
Okay, so I believe we may be able to talk about this without going into executive session because there's no specific information about employment. I looked online today. You had talked about in-grade adjustments for board staff.
Okay.
And I looked online today for an appraisal form for managers or supervisors. And I can't get one because I don't have anybody that I report to that does an appraisal for me, so I'll have to contact HR to get a copy of it.
Okay, thank you. For some reason I thought, oh, that must be an error because I thought it was, I got bonus.
The bonus, yes. That's what I was thinking.
Oh,
but
okay,
yeah,
thank you.
I intentionally left it on there so
okay,
I can update
you. Thank you for clarifying that. Interesting. All right, now on to item 15. We have no further business on the agenda, so I am going to adjourn this meeting at 2:15 p.m.